Welcome back to the Electrify Expo podcast from the creators of Electrify Expo, America's largest e-mobility festival.
All right, welcome back to the Electrify Expo podcast. I am Matt Teske, once again joined by Joe Boris. But again, we get to talk to some cool people, and this is James from Onyx. So, I'm excited to hear about what's been happening with you guys. We got a chance to sit down with you a few months back, but I want to hear the news and the updates. Number one, you guys are here, and you came all the way from California, right?
That's correct. A lot of things have happened since we've met last. We've been back-ordered for almost 3 years now, and about 3 months ago, we started building the stock, which is a huge accomplishment for us.
You're doing a great job.
I can articulate very well.
But long day, a lot of heat.
But no, seriously, it's amazing. I mean, this is a goal that's been unattainable for a long time, but we've streamlined so many things. Got awesome crew who's here with us right now.
Woo!
That's helped us get there. So, yeah, it's great, and it's growth mode time.
Yeah, but this has been a good show for you guys. I was just asking you a little while ago, you know, how's it going with the road test? I've talked to now three different people who have mentioned the Onyx to us, and obviously one of our favorite bikes here at the show, with some of the craftsmanship and details that go into it. Everybody's got positive things to say about it, how fast it is, how nice it is. But, like, people are buying these things. You're selling bikes.
100%. Yeah. Is that full stop? We're selling bikes.
I was excited about it.
Definitely.
That's why we're here. We're selling bikes. So, well, James, you and I were chatting a little bit also before we came on the show, and I wanted to kind of get a sense. You said you've been getting, you know, calls from a lot of different places, and you mentioned one that I thought was quite interesting. I'm not sure if we can talk about it now, but there's some big companies reaching out to you guys saying, hey, you guys are a really strong lifestyle brand, and we want to have you as part of what we do. I guess, how do you see the impact of what Onyx is having on not just e-mobility, but lifestyle, and what that means to be a part of, again, electrified everything, I guess?
Definitely. I mean, what I can convey is, you know, you can't fake genuineness. And what we do and the people we work with and the community that we have, we're all genuine. We live, breathe, like, sleep the two-wheel lifestyle. And that resonates with a lot of people. And not a lot of the, I mean, I don't want to speak badly about anyone else out here because I support anyone who's supporting the two-wheel lifestyle, but we've got what one of my colleagues likes to call the magic pixie dust. You know, we got that SoCal vibe, we got that edgy vibe, we got the skate vibe, and yeah, it speaks volumes.
You definitely have the skate vibe. There's very much of like that steamed wood, kind of shaped wood to that tank and all that. Now, when we were talking in California, you had a second model that you were talking about that was on the Kickstarter. And we had talked about the possibility of doing that one. Is that model now coming online? Because it's still on the website.
So there's some unofficial news coming out. And
this is just us.
Yeah,
just ignore
that. It's just us.
Don't mind the microphones.
Nobody's listening. Sign up for our newsletter, and you'll hear some exciting news soon. And shortly after that, there's a lot of very exciting projects happening soon. Now that we've got out of our kind of output production kind of woes, we're in go mode, like 100%. And that's where I've been dying to get back to because that's my forte. That's like where my heart and soul is. So there's a lot there, and we're ready to bring it out.
Well, I think, you know, one of the interesting things about what you guys do is this really is a passion project. Like, your background is a very heavy engineering background. You've got some smart guys from some of the big Silicon Valley companies working for you guys. So to hear you guys get back to R&D and just to hear it in your voice how excited you are about that, I mean, that's a big thing for not only your company but for people who have been following what you're doing. And maybe they say, man, this is awesome, but it's just, like, not quite 100% right. This next one that's coming out, that's going to be the one that hooks even those guys.
Well, every project's going to be underway, but you're right. It's exciting to actually get back to this place. And, I mean, the community feeds back into it. And we're going to continue to evolve everything and refine, but with the feedback of the community as well. But we're excited to actually have the bandwidth to explore a lot of different territories where we've sort of been behind the eight ball to some degree, but that came from not compromising not, you know, shortchanging and going with cheap parts or selling out to investors or, you know, taking any shortcuts. So staying tried and true and being real about what we do, that's the only thing I believe in.
I think it's one of the things you mentioned when we were talking earlier is authenticity is a big part of, I think, what makes your guys' brand unique in a lot of ways. And I think that just carries through with how you guys are presenting the product. But you also mentioned the team that you guys are building out. And that core team is something that, again, yeah, they're here. And it speaks to a big part of what that enthusiast market is, right? You guys aren't going out looking and saying, like, this is just an everyday two-wheeler. It is something that's a two-wheeler that it's for everybody can use it, but it's also speaking to a certain lifestyle in that sense. But the thing I think is so cool is you guys live it. This isn't just something like, well, yeah, we'll bring some people in that will help us just build this out because we think it's an opportunity. This is more than an opportunity for you guys. To me, this is really about a brand and a product that you guys believe in a big way. So to that end, I mean, when we were in California, we talked a little bit. You guys had on stage. We were looking at had the dirt package on it again. And Joe and I were just kind of like freaking out, like, oh, what's that detail? I remember like talking about the little details about you guys had the logo stamped in little places on your guys's pieces. And I thought to myself, this is very like almost like Steve Jobsian. You know, like, this is going to be very specific and great, you know. Again, giving you guys full credit, that's something. There's something about it, not only having fun with what you guys have built, but also you can appreciate the aesthetic and the attention to detail. And I think that speaks to what you guys have done as a team. So I guess, to that end, you aren't going to announce anything specifically. We want to make sure everybody signs up for the newsletter. I guess, what do you continue to see as evolving? Even with the ride and drives today, like, what are you hearing back from people about when they see the bike, but when they go and ride it?
Definitely, I mean, what I can start with is we want to do one thing and do one thing right. So we've had the same model out for almost 3 years now, and it's had refinements, tweaks, fit and finish, structural integrity. I mean, the bike was stellar from the beginning, but we don't want to put anything out there that is anywhere subpar up to the standards of something that we want to ride. And like I said in the beginning, like the genuineness and the trueness to that, it resonates, and you can't fake that genuineness in the progression of it, and it speaks in like the employees, the community, supporting them, and it's like a self-feeding cycle that if you pay attention to the value props that matter, then it's a growing thing that feeds itself.
What's the reach at this point of the product and the brand? I mean, you guys started off, you're from California, but are you guys, again, selling international, you're getting national and international inquiries, but I guess how far is the reach of the product going at this point?
There's definitely a lot of international interest. I mean, there has been since inception, and we don't want to jump the gun. We don't want to go skew out too fast and water down the brand. Like, we want to, like I said, we want to do one thing right, and then move on to the next thing, but international interest, domestic interest, big box retailers, the list goes on. Like, the demand is there, and we want to approach it right in the right way in an organic process. And, you know, in the early days, I just wanted to bootstrap it off our own revenue, which we're doing fantastically at. But at a certain point, to reach the masses and get, like, more people into the two-wheel lifestyle, you know, you got to make some strategic decisions.
So you talk about reaching the masses. What does that look like for you? Is that mass market, you know, 1,500 a year, 3,000 a year, 15,000 a year, 3 million a year?
Sky's the limit.
What are you trying to get to here? Because, you know, at one point, you've got that sort of handcrafted look of the bike. People get on the bike, and it feels like something that's handmade. We had a couple of guys, I can't really name them, but they were big-time guys from overseas that I introduced you to yesterday. They got off the bike, and the guy was comparing it to a bike that he owned that was a $15,000 bike. And for you to be in that conversation of him saying, yeah, this bike is just like that bike, but it's a third the price, that's wild, because you're typically a premium product. So you're like a very expensive e-bike, but then you're also kind of an inexpensive motorcycle. You're right in that middle zone. How big of a market really is that?
Well, like, first, I think I can start to answer that question by saying that I see the landscape of transportation just fragmenting a lot. So everybody currently is in the mindset of car to get anywhere, to any place, anytime. And you're sitting behind the wheel, white knuckled, finding parking, finding your car, And there's so many solutions beyond that. Like, everybody knows about the last mile, but as a lot of, you know, the PEVs start to be more ubiquitous and become more on the public consciousness, then it's just going to make more sense. And I honestly imagine infrastructure in cities and cityscapes moving towards that to, it's one less car on the road. It's like less noise pollution. It's renewable energy. And it just makes so much more sense. So to answer your question sort of broadly, I mean, that's the trajectory I see where it can go. But a number I couldn't fix to it.
I think what's interesting, too, is the city of Austin is an example of where I think a lot of cities will inevitably get to, right? And so being that you guys have a lot of experience on the West Coast and California, you've already seen a lot of what electrification can do. But again, you've now had a chance to come out here, see this event. Comparing, I guess, the two city experiences, again, you guys were out in Irvine for Electrify Expo, and now you're here. Thus far, are you seeing that it's kind of a similar vibe?
Interesting question. I mean, everywhere we go, the excitement and the like EV crowd, it started, you know, when in the early days with us, it was the early tech adopters, very niche, very like early Tesla model, like very high price point, very high, you know, high performance. And there's only so many people that are into that. But that's the beachhead that you approach like kind of a marketplace from. And then it sort of, to use marketing terms, crosses the chasm into the pragmatist and becomes, like I said, on the more of the public consciousness. And it's really translating that utilitarian factor of what it is, because you don't know it until you've experienced it or know someone who has experienced it. So we're trying to provide that by being at events like these, giving test rides, just getting out there as much as possible.
Yeah, and I think that there's really going to be a cultural tipping point of like, oh, this really does work for me. And especially now with so many people, you know, we've been calling the last year the Great Reset, and people are reevaluating what it means as far as work-life balance, what it means to be a part of their community and be able to get around. And I think as that kind of shift in consciousness happens, more people are going to find different ways to get around, whether that's an FUV like the Arcimoto, whether that's just a powered bicycle that they can throw up in the rack like, you know, some of these other bikes that are out here, or whether that's something in between that's something like your product. I think it's really going to speak to some different things. And the people that value that sort of, you know, I don't even know how to describe it. To me, it's like an 80s kind of, you know, handcrafted vibe. Like there's an LP player that was like this giant stereo piece of equipment.
80 synth wave.
Yes.
Post-apocalyptic.
Yeah, yes. Yes. That we used to have when I was
Blade
a kid,
Runner.
And it's exactly that vibe. And I say that in the best possible way with I just think that, you know, what you guys are doing is really a product for me as a Gen X kid who like wanted all these cool things and is just now getting to the point where I can afford some of them. So I think you've got a long way to go, and I'm curious to see how it evolves.
I was gonna say, I've kind of, for everybody, we're talking a lot about, you know, broad scale, broad scope conversation about, you know, two wheelers. I guess kind of for those who have not experienced Onyx yet in person, haven't seen it, haven't ridden your guys' bike. Also, just for those who are at the show and want to know more information, like kind of like the basics, like what are we talking about? Like top speed, what's the range? What does it really do? What's it like to own the product?
How do you charge it? Where do you charge it? Just basic stuff.
I wanted to put it in one word and say something clever, but I'll give you the specs.
Specs, right. Is fine.
Definitely. So we have three speed modes. Let's start more fundamental. So we got a nominal 72-volt battery. 23 amp hour is our standard. We have a 41 amp hour option, which is a substantially large battery. It gets you long range. I mean, with our 41 amp hour battery on eco mode, which I'll get into in a moment, we have three speed modes, you can go 120 miles.
120.
Yeah, and it's very hard to stay in that mode when you have the capability
to get
higher.
If you're really focused on being efficient.
Yeah. When you're focused on being economical, yes. yes, we have three speed modes, and then depending on the battery combination, depending on the speed mode you're in, you'll get anywhere from, like I said, about 70 to 120. And then in eco mode, sport mode, when you're really hammering it, with the standard, you'll get about 20 miles. And that's really mashing. And in sport mode, you'll get, on the 41, you'll get about 40, 45 miles. I did a ride that was up and down 5,000 feet of elevation in Malibu. Rode for about an hour, averaging 45 plus. And it, I think the whole trip was about, you know, 40 miles. So very capable. I mean, a lot of people's commutes are, if you want to use it in a practical manner, are under 15 miles here.
Right, yeah. So everything you just talked about covers all of that and more.
Yeah.
It really just depends on kind of how you want to use the product.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I mean, it's an everyday adventure. It's your practical commuter. It could be your main vehicle replacement. It could be, you know, it's, you know, really choose your own adventure. But it checks all the boxes.
Now, is it built like that? I mean, you know, a lot of people in different parts of the world, they really depend on their scooters or their mopeds to get back and forth to work every day. It's something that they depend on. You know, for a bike like yours that has that handcrafted feel, it looks more like an artwork or like a toy rather than that day-in, day-out commuter. Have you built that kind of durability into it?
The durability is 100% built into it, and you called it a toy, and I got a little offended there, but no, it's definitely, I mean, it's built tough. I mean, overly tough. The way I look at it, honestly, is that, you know, some of these e-bikes out here, they're going to end up in scrapyards or, you know, not being recycled properly, or, you know, they don't have the extensibility or the reusability. We're going to have that classic Onyx-like bike show, or that, you know, there's the extensibility and the replaceability of the batteries. There's not a lot of moving parts on electric vehicles. So, but there's not a lot of people focusing on that area and that aspect of that longevity. It's short-term returns. And, I mean, I feel like I'm shortcutting people and making a lot of assumptions, which I don't want to do. But we're dedicated to build something that's going to last.
Yeah, something that you're going to find in a barn 20 years from now and go, I want to restore this, and you're going to be able to do it.
100%, 100%. What's the show for that? It's not Storage Wars. It's something like
American Pickers.
Yeah, that's what.
Somewhere Mike Wolf is like, I can't wait to find this in 20 years.
So, $1 million.
Yeah, $1 million. Well, again, and what we're talking about too is like the competitive landscape of what you're seeing too from what Onyx is going, you know, is now what you want it to be and what you want people to, you know, see it as the brand and for the product quality. We're going to see a lot of competition in this space as more and more people get to see what the benefits are of having an e-bike. You know, and that's, to me, that's interesting. We got a lot of brands here from, you know, from automakers, but again, we also have a lot of brands here for the two-wheelers, and it's a burgeoning marketplace, right? So, do you think there's going to be a shakeout in the near future, or is it going to take more time? I mean, because there's a lot of people coming in.
So, I mean, everybody sees the opportunity. That's why there's all the car makers are making e-bikes. That's why a lot of people, I mean, the whole landscape's emerging very, very quickly. But, I mean, we haven't changed from sticking to our guns, staying true to what our vision is, our cause is, our people are, like, our community is. And it's hard when there's a lot of money thrown into that kind of landscape. But when you do it the hard way, you do it with, you know, serious commitment, and you get through that, you choose that hard battle, you choose that hard path, and you come through on the other end, like, it speaks volumes, and it's got us to where we are now. And so, I mean, I feel like that's what I can say about that.
Well, I mean, you know, we're obviously big fans. We've got a design background. Matt's got a design background. I've got a motorsports background. There's stuff for us to geek out over for days over your bike. We're so happy to have you here. We're so glad it's going well for you. You know, for the people here who want to follow along, who want to see what you guys are up to, get into your owners group, see what kind of events that you guys do, how can they follow along with you? How can they support what you're doing?
Instagram, at Onyx Motorbikes and onyxmotorbikes.com. And those are our main channels. You can definitely find us there. I mean, get that Google going.
Your social media person's yelling at us, but I can't hear it.
And I got to thank this guy right here for running our Instagram. That killer, all no filler, him and his wifey, they leveled us up. And talented. All of my crew, I love them.
They're
so
great.
Thank you to them.
Well, listen, go check out Onyx over there at the bike test. Test ride all the different bikes and meet some of this outstanding crew that you've got and meet James, and I think you'll enjoy it. Thanks for coming out.
Get out there, twist and smile.
Awesome. Great show. Thanks.
All right, cool.
The Electrify Expo podcast is brought to you by the creators of Electrify Expo, America's largest e-mobility festival featuring the hottest electrified brands and products in the e-mobility sector. The Electrify Expo is coming to five major cities in 2022, so be sure to subscribe and don't miss out.